they attract overseas doctors and nurses because actually in some of those countries there are more qualified doctors and nurses than roles, and also the UK and other areas provide a really good training opportunity and development opportunity for them. So GTEC is an established programme and we've linked with GTEC. So via this route, we can recruit around 60 additional doctors and nurses into the organisation over the course of the next 6 months. And we're working in conjunction with this with the GTEC team, who have a complete package and process around this. So it's a very carefully managed process with very high standards, good accreditation, but it does allow us to have a clear pipeline of around 60 doctors and nurses who are able to come and work for us in Manx Care. We know that when we put adverts out for doctors and nurses, it's a very competitive market. And we struggle to recruit and retain. In fact, you know, the NHS has got 40,000 nurse vacancies. And so we know that's really competitive. So we do need to look at programmes like GTEC.
And with the programme that you've just talked about there, are those people being appointed as locums, or are they being appointed as full-time members of staff that will live here permanently?
These staff members would live on island. They would be part of our community. They would be permanent employees. And so part of that orientation and package through GTEC is ensuring they understand, you know, our customs and values, the area. We help them settle into the island because ultimately we would want this to be their permanent home.